Vancouver-based cultural expose with music, comedy, design, art, and film from across Canada and beyond. The four-day festival begins on August 13th, with every night based in a different neighborhood. And if you visit www.oleofestival.com for the festival lineup and answers to all the questions, you can also pick up some passes, which are now available. I'm Tracy Fuller, and this was the Arts Report for July 29th, 2009.
From Rapid Eye Movement by Peter Yeager. I saw a white tower with many windows a long way off, across a flat plain. Bits of irradiated soot floated around the charred city, but I alone had survived the nuclear bombing. People keep watching what I do. I flew into the sky while dancing. Everyone was a unique organ functioning within the larger body that composed us. Branches grew into my eyes, ears, and ass. Stairs lead off in every direction through the black sky. I can heal anyone. Groups of tiny people danced very slowly. Seven jets flew overhead in formation, and then I found myself in the cockpit. My foot sank knee-deep into the earth. Denim snowflakes formed and reformed crystalline patterns on my jeans. I danced like a tropical creeper from the jungle. The dog seemed severe but calm. I soared on a steady wind stream flowing around a forest of very tall trees, and the trees had the sweetest, luscious fruit, colored in medium gold, large red, small green. I'm proud of my nakedness, and I'm always running toward my boyfriend. There was a huge spider web being spun by a giant spider. A guide led me through a long corridor on an alien planet. At the party, I wore this stylish outfit that made me feel emotionally and physically uncomfortable. As I gazed out calmly across the blue water, I could see the setting sun sink like a blazing ball of red fire, creating a golden path across the waters leading to my feet. I chased her up and down some steel spiral steps. I suddenly felt myself falling into space without ever coming to a halt, and within it there were figures resembling four living beings. I ran down the alley carrying a massive sack. I pulled off my uniform to find another one underneath. I saw someone standing behind me in the mirror, but when I turned around, there was no one there. Listening to another episode of Audio Text on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. In the background, you're hearing a little bit of My Education. The album is Bad Vibrations, a band from Portland, Oregon. So, what you were hearing at the beginning of today's show was from Peter Yeager's newer book, Rapid Eye Movement. The book is kind of complicated to explain. I'll read the back blurb so that you know what I'm talking about. It follows a strict constraint, so two bands of text run continuously throughout the book. The top band consists entirely of fragmented dream narratives recorded by historical and contemporary dreamers, while the lower band juxtaposes found material which includes the word dream. No two sentences taken from the same source follow each other. As an investigation of the sign dream across a number of social discourses, including literature, psychoanalysis, advertising, pop culture, song lyrics, philosophy, and religious literature, Rapid Eye Movement presents a record of our culture dreaming. So the reason I chose this particular book to read from today is because I've been having a lot of bad dreams lately. And I think that it might be the heat, so I don't know if some of you are experiencing that as well, but I feel like there's this dreamscape happening at night in this intense heat in Vancouver, so I thought I would just bring a little bit of that in to our show today. That being said, this is Audio Text. I'm Julie Peters, and I'm your host today for this Canadian writing show. I like to read a bit of Canadian writing and play recordings of poetry that I've heard around the city at local events. And last night I was at, again, the event for Foundation Radio. It's a website, foundationradio.ca, and the Foundation family is a bunch of artists who get together and they perform every other Tuesday at Nyala, which is an Ethiopian restaurant on Main and 26. And I've been going almost every other week, but I missed the past couple, and going back last night was such a great experience because it really is an event like no other in the city. It's sort of Vancouver Underground, you know. The show doesn't really start till 11 p.m. It's on a Tuesday. It's a very Montreal-style kind of thing. You don't see a lot of that in Vancouver. So if you're up for something new, you should definitely check that out one of these Tuesdays. There's spoken word, hip-hop, freestyling, beatboxing, singer-songwriters. It's all always a bit of a mixed bag, but it's always a really good vibe and fun to go and check out. So that's sort of a listing because it's ongoing, but that the next one of those will be not this coming Tuesday, but the next. And you can check out the website, foundationradio.ca, as well if you want some more information about that. Before we get to the poetry I have for you guys today, I have some listings. Today is July 29th, Wednesday, and happening tonight, I know it's short notice, but if you hear this, maybe there's still time to make it. It's not till 8 or 9 or so, so you can go and check it out later. But at Café du Soleil, there is an event called the Salmon Slam, so it's going to be a slam team competition. If you're familiar with the Vancouver Poetry Slam, it is a poetry competition, and the winners of said competition go on to become a part of a poetry team, which then can compete against other teams from other cities. So tonight we'll have the Vancouver Slam team, which includes R.C. Wislowski, Nora Smith-Heisler, Johnny McRae, Steve Miller, and Chris Gilpin. The Victoria Slam team, the Youth Slam team, and another quote-unquote fourth team, which includes Zacchaeus Jackson, Relevant, Sasha Langford, and Vitamin F. You've heard some of these poets on this show before. You might have seen them around the city. They're all really great and unique in their ways, and I think it's just hilarious that you know, there's this quote-unquote fourth team that doesn't even have a name, and it just seemed like they thought, forget about this slam thing, I don't care if I won the competition, let's just make a team, you know, and it's kind of an all-star team, so I'm sure it'll be a really interesting event, and if it has a good turnout, it's going to be maybe a once-monthly thing, so come and check it out, and if you like it, that might be back as well. So that's 8 p.m. tonight, Café du Soleil, Commercial Drive and 5th, sliding scale, $5 to $10 cover. This Saturday is August 1st, and there's going to be an event that is a it's for the Outspoken Wordsmiths, so it's called Forbidden Texts. They're on their Forbidden Texts tour, and they're going to be featuring R.C. Wislowski again, Testament, which is a rap and hip-hop group, and Victoria's Outspoken Wordsmiths, which is beatboxing and spoken word, and that's going to be at the Purple Crab, which is 3916 Main Street, again, $5 to $10 sliding scale. And that's this Saturday. This Sunday, August 5th, is going to be the Story Slam. They do it once a month at Café du Soleil, so it's similar to the Poetry Slam, but a little different because you've got a bit of a different crowd, different writers, different style, different vibe, so a good thing to check out as well, the Story Slam. And on Monday, August 3rd, as usual, the Vancouver Poetry Slam is going to be featuring Tanya Evanson. I didn't find too many events that were happening this week in the world of poetry other than the slam. And, you know, if you're going to be a part of the spoken word scene, you kind of have to check out the slam at least once. And so I thought for today's show, the only theme I could kind of think of was the slam. So I'll be playing some of the writers that you would be able to hear tonight at the Salmon Slam. So if you like what you hear, go ahead and check it out. Otherwise, just keep your ears open for some of these writers. So the first person that I'm going to be playing for you today is Chris Gilpin, part of the Vancouver Poetry Slam team.
Dear Sasquatch, stop avoiding me. I know, you're out there. I know, you know that. Sasquatch, since you've been gone, my houseplants have been giving me the silent treatment, and my heartstrings all have fallen out of tune. Sasquatch, since you've been gone, you noble Sasquatch. Contempt is too easy. Come back to me. I won't apologize for the time I called your sister abominable. With their ski hill floodlights, please set a forest fire near Whistler if you feel the same. Yeah. I've bicycled down countless alleyways trying to decipher the calligraphy in the concrete for directions to your Church of the Invisible. Bring me your shabby Bible with its tissue-thin pages. I will build us a home. I worry, though. I worry that you're right here, and I'm just not looking quietly enough to see you. I'm like the backseat brat on a cross-country drive, always asking, are we there, Yeti? Are we there, Yeti? Without ever looking out the window. Dear Sasquatch, I have no address for you, so I'm reading this open letter at open mics. I know it will reach you eventually. You're the kind of creature who comes to events like these and sits in the corner writing confessional poetry. Sasquatch, if you're here, please stand up and tell us your story.
That was the brilliant and hilarious Chris Gilpin. Coming up, a member of the Youth Slam team, Relevant.
In the beginning of time, mankind communicated through body language. Words were not invented yet, so they parlayed what they had to say through physical movement and intent. Time passes, and the most glorious thing since before sliced bread was invented, the word. Thus, body language and the word came together so beautifully, like two lovers reaching heights only ever experienced by birds. Actual human connection was born. And at the end, they would exchange numbers so they could meet up and do it again. Now the conversation's left with, how do you spell your last name so I can search you on Facebook? And maybe a message will be sent. You confirm the friend invite the very next day, and you pray their relationship status says single. Or better yet, you hope they're in an open relationship so you know they like to mingle. And you go ahead and creep their page. And if you ask me, it all sounds a little stalkerish, I'd say. I mean, you stare at all of their pictures without them knowing. You read all of their wall posts for the last 6 months, which is a lot like listening in on a private phone call without them condoning. And you read their info page hoping to learn more about them through your glowing screen than the supreme beauty that can be seen through their eyes. For a person's character cannot be judged solely by the size of their contact list. And I'm pissed because I do it too. Maybe not to the extent of most, but out of my 641 friends, there are maybe five I actually talk to. It's all just one big joke. And Jesus, Murphy, what in the fuck is a poke? I wish that we could rewind, I wish that we could rewind it back to the time where an instant message was a kiss. And a virtual gift was just that. A gift. Because let's be honest, what the hell are you going to do with a virtual gift? When did we forget the importance of physical contact over texting, or settle for the trivial MSN game of staying up till 3 in the morning flirting with one's edited self, instead of having all your unedited thoughts streaming out of your mouth, building a stronger connection until you're sexing? Like, you're the word and I'm body language. And we've reconnected for the first time since the telephone was invented. We find so many new ways of kissing, the French would be jealous. And I'm not being overzealous when I say our reunion would be more talked about than when Moses parted the Red Seas. For I've missed you more than a newly diagnosed diabetic misses sugar at a dessert convention where everything's free. So to free myself from this dependency technology has over me, I'm asking MySpace to give me my space and Facebook to give me my face back.
I'm troubled by shapeless fears. Who can live in the modern world without catching his share of them? I hope I've landed on my feet this time.
Need a place to rent? Have a place for rent? AMS Rents Line can help. AMS Rents Line is an easy-to-operate, touch-tone, and web-based system that connects thousands of landlords with UBC students looking for off-campus housing. UBC students can search the ads for free or place a two-week posting for $5. To view current listings, visit www.amsrentsline.com.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Oh, Strong Bad. I do feel like a bewildered freshman sometimes, and that's why I write poetry. Before that little break, you heard from Relevant, who is part of the Vancouver Youth Slam team. Coming up next, Sasha Langford, who is on this mysterious fourth team, so you might be hearing some of her tonight as well.
When you were younger, you shoved yourself into your toy chest. You wanted to be played with so badly. By the time you gave up waiting to be found, you were so tired gravity was already busy bruising you. You were well beyond tears. When you were a bit older, you hoped one day foreign men might see the 12 textures of your mouth's pleasant on television, a baker's dozen when read in passive. You wanted them to run to washroom, to flip their longings into your pixels until they fully understood how known you were. And you were one of the few to get this wish we all wanted. Now, that same mouth is the best Hollywood knockoff around. Now, when you walk downtown, you're convinced panhandlers are ambushing your race. You know strangers daydream about your sex face while they ride the bus, wondering if you taste like a tall building capable of skyscraping. You know waitresses dare to write your stage name on receipts. And we're always surprised at how normal your odor is. We have to squint to make out its golden undertows of elegant violence and half-masked lust. We want to strangle ourselves with your age. When we see you on television as an expert in the business of privilege, forgetting our names and instead calling us censorship, that Hollywood live long, that Hollywood prosper, we wait for each of your fancy answers crashing out of that mouth like sophisticated gravy as you recount the most passive of tragedies where some are thirsty for you, the vacant little angel that you are, oiling the tabloids with your extremes. And we've all briefly wondered about starving you into sincerity, but we've pushed that thought away just as quickly. We'd rather know you as a cosmetic than as evidence of anything familiar. Just don't be a weapon against our comfort. We don't want to know how wet your heart is, rather the distance of your riches, something to drink away our wrinkles to. Tell us how to get Orlando Magic, get the Hooters jukebox to play soul music, give us nipples and Timbits and convenience store Jesus and dry ribs and lipstick and dry ribs and lipstick and six packs and showbiz and blowjobs and Texas and pole dancing Moses and rosary bead G strings and blueprints of your indifference and something to press against our purpose and what stays in Vegas and what stays in Vegas and Kentucky Fried Impulses. We don't want to know you left your summer thirsty in that toy chest. It was the day after the boy held you like a numb bureaucracy and told you he only falls in love out of boredom. It was supposed to be a thoughtful autopsy, the kind God might get, but it's left you feeling guilty ever since. We don't want to know what we might have in common with that boy.
That was Sasha Langford. Coming up next, I'm going to play a piece by Johnny McRae, who is another member of the Vancouver Slam team.
The Olympics are coming. So I just wanted to say hello to everybody who's yeah, it's exciting. Welcome. Bienvenue. Welcome to the best place on earth. BC place. Welcome to this BC place. You see, we had these trees that were born before Christ. Look at this beautiful cedar ski lodge. And then bold climbers, British chaps, scaled rocky peaks, the Rockies. And they paddled beautiful canoes down gorgeous rivers. And they found first people, like Bill Reed. And they gave them some blankets and schools and land. And some things happened.
Yes, Johnny McRae. Yes, to the Vancouver Poetry Slam team. They're so funny. Not what you'd expect when you hear poetry reading. You know, nobody's snapping their fingers and berets, lighting their lighters. You know, it's not really like that. So I'm going to play one more short piece. This is from Isabel Ram. She is a part of the youth team.
Mother, on my 14th birthday, you bought me a bathroom scale. And inside my card, you wrote, needs one, it'll keep the men around. Mother, I had no interest in being a woman at 14. Mother, I had no interest in men. Yet each morning you dragged me out of bed, balancing me onto that scale to make sure I didn't weigh more than I should. Mother, on the fridge you made a chart that declared the value of my skin and bones. You didn't let me play piano anymore because you had this theory. You said the piano keys would remind me of teeth, and teeth would remind me of eating. Mother, I stopped painting my lips tickled pink. Instead, I started painting them alarm red, but you still couldn't see that I was frightened. Mother, I dragged your wine glasses into my skin because I wanted to taste your elegance, but even that was cheating. Mother, I set fire to my hair, and from your eyes the water poured. From your eyes the water poured. Mother, I went to the doctor and he wrote me a prescription, but I did not take it. Instead, I climbed onto the chair and pulled seashells off of the wallpaper, tucking them into my pockets. I told him, don't worry, these will be enough. And I left that place without looking back.
That was Isabel Ram and the end of the spoken word portion of today's show, today's audio text. I'm going to come back to Peter Yeager now, who is not a spoken word poet, he's a page poet. And I'm going to read a little more from Rapid Eye Movement, which is his sort of experimentation with dreams. And I'm just going to continue reading from the first band. It's kind of hard to read out loud this particular book because there are two different sort of streams of consciousness happening at the same time on the same page. So it would be kind of confusing if I read it kind of continuously. So I'm just going to stick to the band that is collections of people's dreams, both contemporary and historical. So maybe just close your eyes, sit back, relax, and sort of feel the groove of the collective dream. Blackbirds flew over the river so densely that the water turned black. I walked through the city asking for the time, but when no one answered, I began to run toward the fire station. I was no longer anything, but I had become everything. Everyone in the street wore surgical gowns and face masks. I searched in the mud for the key to my house. A large crow with an enormous hooked beak swooped toward my stomach. I was lying on a grass lawn, watching ants, beetles, and insects until I realized that the insects were each carrying watch gears, springs, and such. The insects gathered these gears and springs in a single place where they started to take the form of a watch, a timer, an explosive of some sort, at which point my visual field was replaced entirely with television static. My belly burst open in a splash of electric blue light, and the baby inside me hummed in the light. As prophets are sent on earth to help men work out their physical karma, so I have been directed by God to serve on an astral planet as savior. I was at work, but it wasn't the same building. It wasn't the same atmosphere. Then all of a sudden, a row of fierce, ugly-looking terrorists rose up in front of me, holding rifles with sharp bayonets. The aliens sucked plasma from my stomach. A steam locomotive crossed the room without a track. Snow fell in clumps as big as my hand. I noticed a woman standing across the room who was simply dressed. Yet at the same time, I felt as though there were a bright noonday sun shining down on me. I grabbed his arm without thinking, and he took a swing at me. The sky was stormy and evil-looking, and she seemed to take on the spirit of the weather. Suddenly, I plunged into icy cold water. I could hardly talk because my mouth was stuffed with peaches. I saw a man climbing into a store window and ran after him, and after a struggle, I brought him to a police officer where he claimed to be the owner of the store. We began discussing the old and new ways of making love, and I wondered if the fellows used to use a different technique than they do now. I was chased by Godzilla through a Kmart store, and every time I tried to hide, a blue light went on. I was running away from jail. He told me to copy it exactly the way he did. Suddenly, I was wearing a wedding dress with long white gloves. Behind me, one of the men with guns pushed two girls into a store and pulled down the chains to lock the store. It was like the house was backwards. When we looked out of the back window, we saw the front yard. The cockpit was empty. A small girl held out a pack of cards and asked me to choose one. I suspected she was laughing at me, and I was mortified. I stood on grass, which felt like a thick carpet beneath my feet, very soft and comforting. My father and I were in an old Chevrolet. I could not swim. I heard someone calling and coming towards me. Just then the woman died and the thunderous music got louder and louder. There was a small beach below the wall with many huts scattered along it, and every time a woman, about 60 years old, came out of one of the huts and we had to duck in the bushes to avoid her seeing us. And their legs were straight and their feet were like a calf's hoof and they gleamed like burnished bronze. The pilot turned the plane's nose toward the ground. My father carried a cage full of tiny, fluttering birds. So that was just a fragment of Peter Yeager's Rapid Eye Movement. This is published by Reality Street Press, and it's a really beautiful book, and I think one that you could read several times in several different ways, because I haven't even gotten into the collective consciousness, the fragments of sentences that have the word dream in them. It's a really interesting project, and I'm hoping to actually get an interview with Peter this September, so you can watch out for that if you found that interesting. Otherwise, we're coming to the end of another episode of Audio Text. I'm JC Peters, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Thanks, as always, for listening. You can check out more information about the show or podcast it at jcpeters.ca or citr.ca. And if you want to email me with any questions, comments, requests, love letters, audiotextcitr@gmail.com, all of the above are much appreciated. Coming up next is The Canadian Way. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, go ahead in. I want this over here, and a toast on by my father, and give me this ice over here, and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you, ice cream man.
And you are listening to The Canadian Way here on CITR FM 101.9, Cable 102, and on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca. My name is Spike. Going to be with you until, get this, 10 p.m. Bringing you tons of independent Canadian music that you can sink your teeth into on this disgustingly hot July evening. If there's anything that you want to hear, feel free to give me a call. We got 3.5 hours to blow. And that would be because I'm filling in for Val Cormier as well, who is off enjoying a concert in the stifling heat. Our thoughts are with her. Let's hope she's getting lots of water. As a result, there's going to be an Extendamix version of the Canadian Way / the Folk Oasis. So if there's anything that you do want to hear, please do give me a call, 822-248-7604. UBC, CITR. And we got lots of great music lined up today. A whole bunch of new stuff that we haven't had a chance to play yet here on the show, because if you've been listening the last few episodes, the Canadian Way has been featuring special episodes, spotlight.